for participating in the Bluegrass Story, and they too will be back a little later to do their part. The Bluegrass Story, as it progressed, the musicians would learn to play, and they would get good on their instruments until they were able to get people who would come and pay to see them play. And to make more money, they would leave Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Boys and go out and form groups and make more money. That's the whole idea, the process. Of course, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs worked with Bill Monroe, and they were unable to be with us today for various reasons. We hope someday to have them here at the Bluegrass Festival. They're certainly welcome to come. But they left, and others, String Bean, of course, played banjo first with Bill Monroe, and then Earl Scruggs. Then after Earl left, a young man started, played different on the five-string banjo, and we'd like for you just to give him a hand now before we tell him what they're going to do, and he'll take a little bow. Introducing him into the Bluegrass Story is Mr. Don Reno and his five-string banjo. Don, it's a pleasure to have you again at the festival.
Thank you, Carlin. It's a pleasure to be here working along with all the wonderful folks that have made bluegrass music possible and have presented it to the extent that it's still more alive today than it ever has been in the history.
I think it's going to get bigger.
I think get bigger, you think. I know it's going to get bigger. There ain't no way for it to go but straight up, boy.
Right. Would you introduce the fiddle player that worked with y'all in the group that you worked with Bill in?
Yes, I'll be glad to, and also the guitar picker. I remember one night in Taylorsville, North Carolina, 1948, March, I believe it was, of 1948. I walked in a theater, and I saw this gentleman here, this young man here. Well, he was a little younger then than he is now, and weighed about 75 pounds less than he weighs now. He was so skinny. Bill had him propped up on coat hangers almost to play the fiddle. And back then, I remember one thing. Bill used to tune high. He used to tune an A. And then
I never have been able to keep it naked.
I'll never forget the first night I heard this young man play Cotton Eye Joe in the Grand Ole Opry. I thought he was playing it in B flat. His tune was so high.
That's right.
I used to like to get high, but not that high.
Well, I mean, there's a point you can get to and still remain. But I was asked to introduce this young man. He's been known around the country for years and years. His first impression in the music business come when he went to work with Bill Monroe, and I think nobody was any prouder to work with a gentleman than me and this young man here when we went to work with Bill Monroe. Benny Martin, or the Big Tag, he's better known as. Let's give him a hand.
Thank you, Don. Thank you so very much. Here's one you might remember. I'm a little tired. I drove in from Jeffersonville, Georgia last night to come up here to be with you folks. Hope you enjoy it. Coming down that railroad track. Oh, look yonder coming. that orange blossom special. Bringing us blue-gray boys back. Oh, I'm going down to Florida. Get some sand in my shoes. Or maybe California. Get some gold paint on my shoes. Buy that orange blossom special. And lose them Nashville blues.
The fellow that joined Bill Monroe and all the Bluegrass Boys was